What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, this is getting absolutely brutal for the Republican Party after Republican Representative Mike Lawler tried to hold a town hall in his home district in Rockland County, New York last night. Well, it turns out your constituents don't like when you turn into a literal stepping mat as a representative and allow the president to wipe his feet on you every single day while he unilaterally places tariffs on all other countries without congressional approval, unilaterally starts wars with other countries without congressional approval. And in this case, we had veterans in the audience calling Republican Representative Mike Lawler out for his weakness, his meekness, his deference to Donald Trump, and his transformation into a stepping mat. The veteran begins to yell, and Mike Lawler tries to get him kicked out, says, get that guy out of here. And he says, I fought for these rights. The veteran begins to point out that he fought for the right to protest like this. He fought for all of this. So thank you to all veterans who are out there in the audience who are holding the line. I couldn't imagine, you know, putting it on the line for this country, fighting for this country, and then this country turns around and elects somebody who, number one, is very disrespectful towards veterans. Number two, is basically frothing at the mouth to send more people, more young men and women overseas in order to fight another endless, pointless war. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are getting very, very close to 2 million subscribers on the Adam Mockler feed. This would be a genuine record for Gen Z-built independent media. You know, a quick moment of silence for my family cat, Brody, who is unfortunately being put down today. I just wanted to mention him. Very, very sad situation, as always. Let's just break down what is happening in the Republican Party as of late, because this is a catastrophe for not just Mike Lawler, not just Donald Trump, not just Mike Johnson, but Republicans as a whole. Trump's presidency is coming apart at the seams, points out Thomas. The biggest energy crisis in modern history, disastrous escalating war, inflation and rising gas prices, collapsing airports, no job growth in a global financial system that's starting to crack. This is as the 30-year treasury yield closes at the highest level since the run-up to the global financial crisis. Donald Trump has caused all of the problems listed. These are unforced errors. It wasn't a global supply chain problem in Europe. It wasn't Vladimir Putin invading a country or a global virus that caused this. This is an unforced error. This is Donald Trump himself deciding to step in and step on the rake. Biggest energy crisis in modern history, rising gas prices, all because of Donald Trump. And the Republicans in Congress are in trouble as well. Jake Sherman, who is a very nonpartisan reporter, he doesn't bias himself towards one side or the other. He tweeted out, Republicans DHS mess. Let's be abundantly clear. This record-breaking 44-day DHS funding impasse has turned into a political disaster for the Republicans. He's just telling it like it is here. At one point, Republicans seem to be breaking through with their message that Democrats instigated the DHS fight over undocumented immigrants. You know, Republicans were blasting ads, were trying to message around it. There was one moment where it seemed like some Americans were buying it, but then immediately, House and Senate Republicans publicly began to go to war with each other over who's at fault for the last week's debacle, with the Republicans pointing fingers at each other, right? The GOP-run Congress has left town until mid-April, while Donald Trump was forced to issue an executive order to pay TSA employees. The GOP House was blaming the Senate. The Republican Senate was blaming the Republican House. They basically blew away their game. This episode illustrates how adrift the GOP-run Congress is when Trump remains on the sidelines. Trump was completely silent about the Senate's proposal, although his staff was telling lawmakers he approved. When it became clear that the House would reject it, Trump sided with them. But now the House Republican Conference has ownership of the impasse. Republicans own this. That does tie into Mike Lawler getting confronted, which we'll talk about in just one moment. But one final thing. While this is all happening, while we have gas skyrocketing, bombs dropping, our standing in the world is in tatters, we're being humiliated while our taxpayer dollars are up in flames, Donald Trump is gloating about his new ballroom at the White House.
And that porch will be magnificent, looking in between the columns. They no longer, we took the stairs out that were in the south side and really replaced them with these stairs. So you have an open porch and you have the closed porch under the columns, overlooking the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, and the Lincoln Memorial / Monument. So that's great. This is a view of the columns as they are going to be made.
Dude, this is effing insane to me. He's bragging about the columns of his new ballroom while Americans are struggling. Here's chaos breaking out at Republican Congressman Mike Lawler's town hall in Rockland County, New York. Take a look.
Fuck you! Fuck you! This is what I served my fucking country for! Freedom of speech, you piece of shit!
Feel free to leave.
I'm a constituent.
If you're gonna act like that,
I'm going to pause it for 1 second to explain the dynamic that is happening here because I didn't catch this till the second time. They remove the young man who was actually sitting there rather quietly. They remove the young man via force by grabbing him, by pulling him off right there. And then after that, the older gentleman begins to stick up for him and said, I fought for this. I fought for my rights. I fought for us to be able to stand here. Watch.
Dude, fuck you.
This is fucking wrong. I can't believe you guys are participating in this shit.
The young man had rights. This young man had rights. Fuck you, Lawler. Fuck you. I served my country for a piece of this shit like you. Go fuck yourself.
Wow, Republicans are really doing a stellar job delivering on their promises. If their promises were to piss off every veteran in the country, piss off everybody who's not in the Epstein files because we want accountability for people who are in the Epstein files, piss off every American by making sure our taxpayer dollars are wasted on more endless wars in the Middle East while telling us in the same breath that we don't have the money to fund more healthcare. That would be irresponsible to put more money into healthcare. We don't have the money for that, but we do have the money to protect the Epstein class, to send sons and daughters overseas, and to host town halls so that we can kick veterans out and kick young people out for expressing their opinion. Again, the airports are shut down because Republicans are in disarray. They blamed it on each other. They played their hand. I just want to read this post one more time because I think it is very great as a summary of the situation we're in. Trump's presidency is coming apart at the seams. Biggest energy crisis in modern history. Escalating war that is disastrous, inflation and rising gas prices, collapsing airports, no job growth, and a global financial system that's starting to crack. I'm going to leave it there. This is what we're experiencing every single day. We're going to push through it together. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We're getting close to 2 million. Double check to make sure that you are a part of the community. I love you all, and peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.